Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And how could it be in this great nation that we would have four different presidents? Two Democrats, two Republicans, who all got it terribly, terribly wrong about Afghanistan. Nobody believes that this represented a triumph for the United States. Why is it that one security expert, at least, and he's not the only one, but he's certainly prominent among them, and he's on the line right now, Ralph Peters, a former lieutenant colonel of the United States Army, prize-winning, best-selling novelist, Civil War novels that are just wonderful and readable and everybody should look at, the author of innovative works on global strategy and security, retired Army officer, former enlisted soldier before his commission, and his unusual career took him from Moscow to Mandalay and from the Middle East to Latin America. And Ralph is also a columnist and a popular media commentator. Okay, one of the things about Afghanistan is, if I have it correct, and I've actually looked it up, you were talking about Afghanistan being the wrong war, fought the wrong way, being a waste of basically great many American resources and noble members of our armed forces sacrificing themselves and years of their time. You were talking about Afghanistan being a bad investment a dozen years ago, going back to the Bush administration. Is that right?
And more than a dozen years ago. Because it was obvious, Michael. If you stop to think, if you just get off the groupthink train, get off the yes man train, get off the inertia express, to use a contradiction in terms, and look at the problem itself, it just made no sense. Now, you and I would certainly agree that after 9/11, it was important to send our special ops and supporting troops to Afghanistan to punish Al Qaeda, to punish the Taliban for hosting them. And we really did a good job in the autumn of 2001. But by the late spring, summer of 2002, we should have left. That was a mistake. And the folly of hubris, the arrogance of staying and trying to turn more backward countries on earth into a modern ecumenical state was absolute madness. And, you know, Michael, we weren't asking the Afghans merely to change their government. We were asking them to change their culture and, to a degree, to change their religion. And the world just doesn't work like that. You know, if somebody invaded the States or just arrived in the United States and said, the way you and your ancestors have lived forever has been all wrong, your beliefs are wrong, and we're going to set you straight, how would Americans react? I mean, we just didn't do our basic homework. And the tragedy is that in Afghanistan, over 2,000 Americans died, more than twice that many, or over about 10,000, I'm sorry, it was actually 20,000 were wounded or otherwise injured. It's just the numbers that the mind boggles. And we lost these fine soldiers in Afghanistan, Marines, Airmen, Medical, Navy Corpsmen. We lost them in pursuit of Mission Impossible. Afghanistan was folly from the start.
Okay. How actually should we have gotten out? I mean, I'm glad everybody seems to agree that the original military operation relying a lot on native Afghan troops and forces like the Northern Alliance and some of the tribes in Afghanistan and some of the warlords who competed with us, we were all very successful. On what basis could we or should we have gotten out under either President Bush or President Obama or President Trump before Biden?
Well, it was really crucial. The crucial years were the early years under Bush. who had, I believe he personally had good intentions. He had terrible advisors with their own agendas. But once the United States goes in full force, all the troops and all the equipment and all the money and all the diplomats and all the aid workers, it's almost impossible to stop that train. And we had a real problem. You know, I love our military. I respect it enormously. But we have a problem with leaders who, again, with good intentions, just can't admit that a mission is failing. And so you had senior generals, one after the other, in Afghanistan, insisting, we're making progress. The Afghans making progress. Their military's making big advances. At the same time, the troops down in the front line, or the ones actually training the Afghans and working with them, are saying, this doesn't work. This won't work. And the disconnect between the frontline soldiers and the generals in Kabul or Washington was just enormous. I mean, no, Michael, it's human nature, aggravated by the weight of the uniform. No general, or admiral for that matter, wants to admit on his watch that a mission is failing or has failed. We kept putting, to use a cliche, lipstick on that pig, and it wasn't free. It cost the American taxpayer almost $1 trillion, but much more importantly, it cost real American lives for a mission impossible.
I know that there is wide assumption that is true right now, and many people believe that the crucial mistake, Peggy Noonan wrote about this, was not concentrating on Tora Bora and concentrating on going after bin Laden and basically finishing a military job there. She writes that she thinks that the administration was mistakenly refocused on Iraq. Do you think that it could have turned out differently if we had concentrated on Afghanistan and avoided the...
Concentrated on Iraq.
It would have been different if we could have concentrated on Afghanistan instead of going after Iraq.
We could have killed more terrorists. It would not have changed the long-term outcome if we were trying to develop a modern liberal democracy in Afghanistan. It just couldn't be. And even, Tora Bora was important, but that's a tactical issue. Our mistakes were primarily at the strategic end. And, we've repeated, what frustrates me so much, Michael, is we've repeated the well-known lessons of Vietnam. First of all, if you want to run a counterinsurgency operation, as we were trying to do in Afghanistan, requirement number one is you've got to be supporting local leaders who the local people will support, who they will fight and die for. Instead, in Afghanistan and in Iraq, we supported Western-educated, English-speaking expatriates who were out of touch with their own country, but who knew what to say to us and how to tie a four-in-hand tie and wear a Western suit. And the disconnect between the leaders we imposed on Afghanistan and the homegrown leadership of the Taliban was enormous. As I've been saying for years, we refuse to see it because it hurts our pride and self-image. But in Afghanistan, we were the redcoats, and the Taliban were the Minutemen. They were the ones fighting for their way of life, for their home, for their homes, against the corrupt Kabul government. Now, we weren't corrupt, but the way we poured money into Afghanistan, as we had done previously in Vietnam, corrupted the very people we were trying to save. When you pour American wealth into one of the poorest countries on earth, people start grabbing. Instead of fighting, all our Afghans were grabbing. And the corruption, and we knew the corruption was going on. We knew it. Billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, literally, were being stolen, and we wouldn't do anything about it because it might have been an embarrassment to the Afghan government, because it would have created temporary difficulties with the Afghans. I mean, we doomed the mission by that folly. Then we had a counterinsurgency doctrine that was politically correct. That's another story. I mean, we made one mistake after another, and I always go back to the same thing.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about another war. It's a war against a pandemic. It's a war for public opinion, for rallying people, for a patriotic effort to actually do something about this pandemic. I know that Ralph Peters has strong feelings on that issue. We will go to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show with Colonel Ralph Peters. He's called Capitalism, the Greatest Thing Humanity Ever Accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show. Ralph Peters is a prize-winning and best-selling novelist whose books taken together give you a sweeping history of some of the crucial moments in the Civil War and some of the most storied battles in American history. He is also written about strategy. It was one of the early voices talking about the dubious nature of the war in Afghanistan. And he has been a very prominent media consultant and columnist regarding American security and national security and the future of our country. And, Ralph, I wanted to ask you about the current battle that is going on, not just against the virus, but against misinformation, which it seems to me is truly problematic. And you may know better than I do. You probably do. But I believe that the United States is alone in having a very formidable political movement that is questioning vaccines that are meant to put an end to the pandemic of the COVID-19. Do you understand fully why it is that people are so deeply committed and excited and passionate about their opposition to the COVID vaccines?
I think to some extent I do understand it, but I think it's wrong, totally wrong. And Michael, by the way, if you look at a map of the world, primarily Europe and North America, wherever China and Russia see enemies, that's where you have anti-vax movements. Because the Russians especially have been sowing disinformation about, even as the Russian vaccine has been a total flop, they've been sowing disinformation about our miraculous vaccines. And so Germany and France both have strong anti-vax movements. The Italians had something of an anti-vax movement. It's fading because the Italians have just decided, you know, we're going to impose mandates. That's that. You're going to need a green pass. We're going to get the economy going and moving on. And so Italy is actually making more progress than Germany or France. And there are other movements in other countries, Austria and in parts of Eastern Europe. And I really do put it down to Russian influence. Now, here at home, I've got to say, I respect the right, the hard-won right of every American to think for himself or herself. But as citizens of this magnificent, blessed country, we have a duty to our fellow citizens. If we are true patriots, we need to protect our neighbors. We need to protect our fellow Americans. Even if we don't know them, there are brothers and sisters in America. And that's one of the best reasons to get the vaccines. Now, my wife and I were vaccinated with Moderna early on. We haven't turned into Martians or zombies. We've had no ill effects. And even if, Michael, even if there were some risk to these incredible, miraculous new vaccines, these pioneering vaccines, even if there were some risk, I would get the vaccines anyway to protect my fellow citizens. Because, again, the reason for getting the vaccine isn't just to protect yourself. It's to protect others as well. And I feel it's our duty to do so because, Michael, we are at war with this disease. 9/11 killed 3,000 Americans. COVID has killed almost 650,000. Which threat is greater, Islamist terror or COVID-19? And it breaks my heart to see Americans at war with each other at a time like this, to see hospitals full of people who have rejected the vaccines and are dying, intubated, can't even have contact with their families. And I do put a lot of the blame on the Russians and some on Chinese for sowing disinformation. But also, there are other factors as well. One is the pernicious nature of the Internet and the World Wide Web. The most dangerous part about it is that there's no control. Just about anybody can post just about anything, can just make it up. Again, you know, you have people... I said, horse deworming medicine will protect you from COVID-19. And it just doesn't work like that. In country after country, we see a direct correlation between those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. Those who are vaccinated are living relatively normal lives. Those who are unvaccinated are getting sick and often dying. And although we may as Americans disagree with each other politically and elsewise, we need to pull together on this. Not wearing a mask, not getting a vaccine, that's not a political statement. That's not taking a stand. That's being stupid and unpatriotic.
Thank you for that, Ralph. And the one thing that I had not heard is it your sense, or do you have reason to believe that they're actually that Russian propaganda, anti-American Russian propaganda, and Chinese propaganda, which is very potent and very powerful, that...
Michael, we know that the Russians have been putting out false information about COVID. England. Their vaccine doesn't work. Russians won't take it, and I have a good reason. So they're attacking our vaccines because they don't want the rest of the world to know that American vaccines works and Russian and Chinese vaccines don't. But yes, we know definitively that the Russians are a prime source of misinformation about vaccines. So if you're out there reading crazy stuff on the internet and trying to persuade your family not to get vaccinated, you are a tool of Vladimir Putin. You're not an American patriot. You're one of Putin's fools.
You know, this actually is fascinating, and I always learn so much from you from our conversations, Ralph, and I thank you for it. But I was looking at the numbers for the European Union, and all of the countries in the European Union, all of them, that are below average, their average is much higher than ours. They have over 70% people altogether in the European Union who've been vaccinated. But the countries that are lagging are Bulgaria, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania. What do they have in common?
Well, certainly what they have in common is they were formerly occupied by the Soviets.
Exactly.
Putin wants them back. Russian disinformation is very, very strong there. And their health systems are weaker. There are people adjusting to a new life. Whereas in places like Italy, Germany, Britain, France, the fact that there are any anti-vaxxers is stunning. But again, we live in an age, Michael, in the age of the internet, everybody's looking for witches to burn. And what the internet does tells you, what populist politicians, right or left, tell you, is the same old hate-filled message that's been going down for centuries, that your failures are not your fault, it's them. It's those other people. It's, you know, it's the rich, or it's the Jews, or it's the Republicans, or it's the Democrats, or it's this or the other thing. And it's a very seductive message. But I just feel that one could go on for a long time about the psychological roots of vaccine denial. And this hatred of science is so bizarre. I never thought I'd see it in this country. But you know what? You know, I'm old enough to remember the polio epidemic in the 1950s. People were being deformed and killed by polio. We had to close swimming pools and public events. When the polio vaccine finally came out, everyone lined up to get it. It was a miracle.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And it was a miracle. And America is a miracle. And so are you, my friend. Appreciate the clarity and the contribution. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the best news of the whole day, actually of the whole year, and that involves a Democratic conservative senator. Coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Louisiana meeting with officials to discuss damage done by Hurricane Ida. The president says through his infrastructure plans, massive damage can be prevented.
We have a significant piece of legislation, both the infrastructure bill and a budget thing, a reconciliation bill, that calls for significant investment in being able to deal with what is about to come.
Americans are working fewer hours or not working at all due to the Delta variant surge. The Labor Department saying 5.6 million people were unable to work last month because of pandemic-related business closings. Government figures also show the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, the state of Congress right now, not so great. I mean, usually you hear a story about Congress and it's either about delay or false charges or basically some kind of meaningless dispute. But every once in a great while, there's a member of Congress who stands up with clarity and actually says something that needs to be said that's going to change the course of our history. And yes, I stood up and cheered because I was so excited when I read this most recent statement by Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia. And yes, Joe Manchin is a Democrat, but he works with Republicans just as much as Democrats. And he had the courage to write this. That's why I think he deserves a fanfare for the common man. Here's what Joe Manchin had to say today. The nation faces an unprecedented array of challenges and will inevitably encounter additional crises in the future. Yet some in Congress have a strange belief that there is an infinite supply of money to deal with any current or future crisis, and that spending trillions upon trillions will have no negative consequence for the future. I disagree. An overheating economy has imposed a costly inflation tax on every middle and working class American. At $28.7 trillion and growing, the nation's debt has reached record levels. Over the past 18 months, we've spent more than $5 trillion responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Democratic congressional leaders propose to pass the largest single spending bill in history with no regard to rising inflation, crippling debt, or the inevitability of future crises. Ignoring the fiscal consequences of our policy choices, will create a disastrous future for the next generation of Americans. Those who believe such concerns are overstated should ask themselves, what do we do if the pandemic gets worse under the next viral mutation? What do we do if there is a financial crisis like the one that led to the Great Recession? What if we face a terrorist attack or a major international conflict? How will America respond to such crises if we needlessly spend trillions of dollars today? I have always said, writes Senator Manchin, that if I can't explain it, I can't vote for it. And I cannot explain why my Democratic colleagues are rushing to spend $3.5 trillion. Okay, is this clear? Is this powerful? Good for you, Senator Manchin. I, for one, writes Joe Manchin, will not support a $3.5 trillion bill or anywhere near that level of additional spending without greater clarity about why Congress chooses to ignore the serious effects of inflation and debt and recognize that they have on existing government programs. This is, he writes, even more important now as the Social Security and Medicare trustees have sounded the alarm that these life-saving programs will be insolvent and benefits could start to be reduced as soon as 2026 for Medicare and 2033, a year earlier than previously projected for Social Security. I believe that spending trillions more dollars not only ignores a present economic reality, he writes, but makes it certain that America will be fiscally weakened when it faces a future recession or national emergency. Look, this is so obvious and it's so important, and people are not speaking about it enough, and thank goodness that he did. He concludes, for those who dismiss my unwillingness to support a $3.5 trillion bill as political posturing, I hope they heed the powerful words of Admiral Mike Mullen, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who called debt the biggest threat to national security. His comments echoed the fear and concern I've heard from many economic experts I've personally met with. Concluding, at a time of intense political and policy divisions, it would serve us well to remember that members of Congress swear allegiance to this nation and fidelity to its Constitution, not to a political party. By placing a strategic pause on this budgetary proposal, by significantly reducing the size of the possible reconciliation bill to only what America can actually afford and actually needs to spend, we can and will build a better and stronger future for all our families. Okay. How important that is. And how necessary. And how welcome. There is this that came in from Jen Psaki, who actually attacked a male reporter for even raising the question of the position of President Biden on abortion and his Catholicism. Listen.
Is to look for every resource, every lever at our disposal to ensure women in Texas have the ability to seek health care.
Following up on the Texas law, why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Okay, this actually goes to one of the terribly misleading aspects of this debate that Democrats have traditionally advanced. is they always talk about abortion as a women's issue. Consistently, polling shows that either there is no difference between men and women, that most men and women have split feelings on abortion, or they show that women are more pro-life than men are. And again, the whole idea that you've never been pregnant, therefore how dare you ask a question, I'll admit that the question was, it was provocative, and good for her for allowing it, but in terms of, this is a kind of question that Joe Biden, as our second ever Catholic president, has faced actually throughout his political career. And the one thing that he did that intensified this is that even if you believe that abortion should be a woman's right to choose, it shouldn't be the woman's right to get federal money to perform the procedure. And it used to be that Joe Biden understood that position, the idea of the Hyde Amendment, that the government should not be involved in totally banning abortion, many people would believe, but certainly should not be involved in funding it and paying for it and using your tax money to go to organizations like Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, by the way, gets over two-thirds of its money from private contributions, not from government. So the idea that people want to cut out federal money for that organization, or federal money through providing abortions through Medicare. And by the way, even in the Hyde Amendment, they allow abortions if it's a medical emergency. And that is not something that you are blocked from funding. You also have the opportunity to fund the movie industry. Two big films coming out today. One, the latest from the Marvel comic universe, and the other, a new version of Cinderella. Coming up.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is so much to talk about. And one of the things to talk about that's worth talking about is hoping that everybody has not just a wonderful weekend, but a wonderful Labor Day. I'm not sure how you tie Labor Day exactly into all of the turmoil and conflict and controversy we're going through right now in America, but may the little bit of time off help encourage people with that. And for those out there who celebrate it, a blessed new year. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, and may everyone be inscribed in the Book of Life. Okay. Meanwhile, not necessarily every Hollywood production deserves to be inscribed in the Book of Life, but it all deserves consideration. Fanfare, please. Okay, the biggest movie, almost surely, of this week is going to be the latest contribution from the Marvel Comic Universe, the MCU, which takes up in the aftermath of the Endgame, the Avengers Endgame. And there are a couple of references, some of them pretty funny, to characters that have appeared in previous films. Ben Kingsley is in this film briefly, who had a small part in Iron Man 3. But generally, it's new characters. They were comic book characters going back to 1973. A guy who seems like just an ordinary guy who's working as a slacker parking lot attendant in San Francisco. But it turns out he's part of an ancient gift, maybe of eternal life, that his father received. And this is all about those family dynamics in the new film from Marvel, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Listen.
Throughout my life, the Ten Rings gave our family power. If you want them to be yours one day, you have to show me you are strong enough to carry.
You are a product of all who came before you, the legacy of your family. You are your mother, and whether you like it or not, you are also your father.
He's just a criminal who murders people.
Be careful how you speak to me, boy.
I thought I could change my name, start a new life, but I could never escape his shadow.
Yeah, and you can never escape the shadow of a terrible script. Some of the special effects are pretty good. There are all kinds of dragons. There are sort of slow motion, balletic sequences of martial arts that remind people of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And performances are good. Awkwafina plays a maybe girlfriend, maybe just best friend of the main character, Shang-Chi. And the problem with the film is, first of all, it feels longer than its two-hour running length. It goes on and on and on and on. And there honestly is no way to understand what the plot is trying to get at. Is he immortal? Is he a tool of the dragons? And how are they going to go back to the secret village that you have to penetrate where his mother is from? It's actually a deeply disappointing film. And look, I will say this, that I saw it at a real screening and people applauded after the film, so there are some folks who like it. But it seems to me that it is going to be very, very difficult to follow or value any of this. The only really good action scene comes toward the very beginning of the film, which is a bus chase involved in San Francisco. It is, of course, rated PG-13, which lots of martial arts violence. 2 stars for Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, which, by the way, is a terrible title, aside from everything else. Also up this week is the latest Cinderella, and this is partially the work of James Corden, who plays a mouse in the film. He gets transformed, of course, along with Cinderella. And the Cinderella is actually charming on screen. She sings well. She dances beautifully. She is a Cuban-American actress named Camila Cabello. And lots of stars turn up in it. Pierce Brosnan and Minnie Driver and James Corden himself and Idina Menzel, who plays the evil stepmother. The problem is it's a musical. Why is that a problem? Can they sing? They can sing, but it's what they're singing that causes the trouble. Listen.
Cinderella, it's only my love for your father, rest your soul, that stands between you and a life on the street.
I have to make a life for myself. I'll sell one of my signature dresses.
We shall hold a ball.
You shall find a bride.
Cinderella, you don't need to go to the ball.
I am your fabulous godmother. Do you want to go to that ball and meet a bunch of rich people who will change your life?
Yes, I was just crying and singing about it like 2 minutes ago.
Then go, you shall! It's magic time.
Okay, that's Billy Porter, who plays not a fairy godmother, but they say your fabulous godmother, is politically correct through and through. The problem with the songs is not how they sing, because they sing well, and again, the choreography is pretty good. The problem is that these are not originally written songs, with a very few exceptions. They're found songs, older songs that they've picked up from Freddie Mercury and from Madonna, and they don't fit. The words, which they helpfully put on with subtitles underneath, so you get all these precious words, don't fit at all with the plot or the story, and it's frustrating. However, in terms of actually enjoying a film, which is splashy and silly and occasionally fairly funny, it earns 2.5 stars, 2.5 stars. It's rated PG. And there are, I'd say, probably 30 or 40 better versions of the Cinderella story. But this at least keeps you awake most of the time. Wild Indian is another film. It's an independent film. It's extremely moody and dark, and it's about two Native American cousins who grow up on a reservation in Wisconsin. Yeah, they have Indian reservations in Wisconsin, where they share a dark secret that they only confront years later when they're both fully grown, and middle-aged, in fact. Wild Indian. Listen.
The tortured spirit is an unworthy sacrifice before God. The nature of a human being is to suffer, but resentment will bring hell upon earth.
Hey, Michael, you gonna be all right?
I ain't proud of what I did.
Makwa.
Teto, I have to tell you about your son.
Who are you?
I spoke with an investigator. They are looking into the disappearance of a missing boy from 35 years ago.
The victim's mother insists that you help Tedo with this.
Seems like you know who I am.
Okay, it's watchable, it's well acted, and the difficulty with the film, and by the way, it has Jesse Eisenberg in it and a brief appearance by Kate Bosworth, but it's one of those films that is so very dark about a tortured soul, and without any real satisfaction, though the plot keeps you guessing about which way it's going to turn. It is not rated, but it would be a very hard R. There are all kinds of... there's a scene of masochistic and sadistic sexuality that's fairly graphic, and of course scenes of murder and violence and blood, which leaves you with 2 stars for Wild Indian. By the way, I don't think this is going to win any awards for promoting the cause of Native Americans and the heritage of Native Americans. Let us go very quickly, if we can, to Tom and Glendora. Tom, thanks for hanging on. You're on the MedVet Show briefly.
Because we have about a minute.
Yep.
Very good. Let me try to express the fact that I don't think Biden has been as destructive as I thought he would. He's been much, much worse. It's been a nightmare, Michael, with this belligerent, brain-dead, boastful, bumbling guy. And the things he's doing are destroying what is already good. And it's abominable. Let me go through them very quickly. I've got 5 quick issues and then a quick comment. Number one, the absolute debacle in Afghanistan, which is now Taliban.
Okay, go to number 2. You're going to run out of time.
Number 2, the debacle at the Mexican border threatening national security. Number 3, abandoning the 1776 patriotic project of President Trump to teach what this country really is.
Okay. Tom, we'll have to deal with those first 3. Let me say that I share some of your outrage and disappointment, particularly in the handling of foreign policy so far. But we can all, I think, for the sake of the country, hope for better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.